10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, your source for the truth and what's really happening today.
Hello, folks. I'm Nathan Liao, and you're listening to the Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, the program where we bring you the reports that are significant to your life and vital to your spirit. And today, in late April of 2012, the divine clock is continuing with the countdown. This means that the volume of remaining time is diminishing. The opportunity to get ready must be seized and utilized right now while we still can. Those of you who are regular listeners know what I'm talking about. For those of you that may be new to the program, I'm talking about the sad demise of the once great nation of America. Folks, the nation is in trouble. This nation is under God's judgment. It is happening live and in living color before our very eyes. And thank God that most of you that are listening do understand this dire situation. My friends, this predicament is one that we will all participate in. There's no escape. The only difference between you and the other person that may be listening in a different city or a different town is going to be your outcome versus their outcome, because there will be different outcomes in this story. So be warned, folks. Great events are approaching. And on today's program, I'm going to be touching several topics. For those of you that may be aware, I had a recent meeting with the Gathering of the Watchmen. I went to the sunny state of Florida and met with some other individuals that have similar ministries. I met with Rick Wiles of True News and some other people. And the conclusion of the meeting that I had with these individuals was, the warning is valid, folks, because when I met with these other individuals, we compared notes. And the conclusion that we all had was, the warning is real. I was able to see confirmation, and I realized that I am not alone. God has raised up voices in different parts of the world, in different parts of the country, through different avenues. And the purpose of all these different voices is that time's running out, folks. That was another thing that I realized as I was talking to the other individuals. Time is short. Great events are approaching. And because of this, I must begin firing the afterburners. I must begin firing from both barrels. Folks, that's another thing. The big issue with so many individuals who are God's remnant, who are awake. Those of you that are listening, one of the most important things that is on your mind right now is, where do I weather the storm that's coming? So I'm going to be talking about this also on this program. Now, real quick, just so that you know right off the top, ladies and gentlemen, for me, I'm staying here in America until God says otherwise. And I'm staying here because there's a lot of work to be done. I'm staying here because there are many people that need to be fed. I'm staying here because God instructed me to feed His sheep. And because of this situation, I'm going to be producing a new series here on the News from the Wall program. The program is going to be about the thoughts from the heart of the remnant. And as I have been seeking God over the last few days, I've been asking God, how do I get this job done? How do I spread the warning message? How do I encourage those that are listening? And out of those concerns, out of those questions, I'm going to be doing interviews with regular people who are preparing just like you. And amongst all of you that are listening right now, there is a wide demographic. There are young people listening. There's middle-aged. There's older. There's retirees. Those of you that are listening are spread all over the demographic map. So I have made contact with different individuals, which includes fathers, mothers, retirees, people who have relocated. And over the next few programs, I'm going to be asking them what their thoughts are on how they're preparing. So, ladies and gentlemen, be looking for those programs. I'm very excited about this. This will allow us the opportunity to hear about the concerns, the fears, the anxieties, the challenges, the sacrifices, how they are doing it. So I'm excited about this new series that I'm going to be working on. If you are not a subscriber to my programs, I want to invite you to go to my website at watchmanscry.com. And there's an area where you can subscribe to new messages. When these new programs come out, I will send the email notification to you. Folks, the number one thing that I have brought back from the gathering of the Watchmen is that there are many events that are taking place that, if they go in the wrong direction, can be the tipping point to take the world into either war or economic crisis, monetary crisis. There's a lot of tipping points that we're facing right now. The election is approaching, and I want to be talking about all of these things in the coming months. And I plan to be at my post and bring you some reports of what is going on. So once again, folks, I have a mandate from God to help to prepare and to help offer ideas, to help offer thoughts, encouragement, so that you can endure and so that you can make it. Yes, it's going to get harder, but we can make it. Folks, I really believe this. I really believe that it is possible for us to come together on these programs and be encouraged. And I believe that God will be able to touch and fill us with faith and fill us with encouragement. And I know that talking about these things can be challenging for some individuals. Some people would say that the only thing that this information does is create a whirlpool and a swirl of fear and get people depressed. But folks, the purpose of these programs is to bring the truth and to shine illuminating light on the challenges that we have before us. And if we're willing to visit some solutions, because folks, there are solutions. There are things that we can do. And if we're willing to prepare, if we're willing to admit to ourselves that we need God's help, if we're willing to admit to ourselves that we need to make adjustments in our lives, then folks, you can endure. You can be the leader in your family to make it. You can be one of those that are filled with courage and bravery to be able to face what's coming. No matter how dark it gets, you can be empowered so that you can minister to others. And that's what these programs are about. Now, another project that I recently started, a new YouTube program, and it's called the Watchman's Cry Report. I finished our first episode right before I went to Florida, and if you have not seen our new Watchman's Cry Report, you can go to our homepage at watchmanscry.com, and I have placed links to the YouTube videos. On this first episode, it was about 30 minutes long, and I had my wife Donna with me as we talked about the economy that is really a depression. And we discussed some things that are facing America. By the way, I want to just say up front that this was our first episode, and there are still some things we're having to work out. There are some technical bugs. So I believe that this is going to be an exciting project. Folks, I'm going for it. And I'm going to try my best to put out as much information as I can in however much time that we have left. Folks, we appreciate and we need your support. So pray and ask God what he would have you do. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. Now, I want to shift gears right now, and I want to talk about the situation that we're facing right now. As of the time of this program's recording, it is late April in the year 2012. Summer is just around the corner. And I believe that this summer we are going to be dealing with reality. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a timeline before us. And this timeline has predetermined events that are going to be happening to America and to this world. Now, I don't have the exact date when a lot of these things are coming. God doesn't share the exact dates. But I do know this. This nation's in trouble. And among the listening audience, many of you know that we're facing heart challenges. It's going to be hard, folks, and that's why it's so important that we get our spiritual lives prepared. It's wisdom not to put it off. And I also know among those of you that are listening, there are some that are not spiritually ready. Some of you have been putting off the spiritual renewal that you know you have to do. But my friends, may I challenge you with this? The Bible says that today is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Even though you may not be spiritually right, some of you may be dwelling from afar, God loves you. And God wants to draw you to Himself. God wants you to be prepared. God wants you to be sheltered under His wing. In the timeline that we are in right now, at this point in man's history, the events that are coming on America do not have a political solution. The election is coming. It's going to be here at the end of this year. And a lot of people are hoping that the election is going to turn things around. I know that there are well-meaning patriotic individuals that would say, let's vote Obama out and then the country's going to be saved. The economy's going to turn around. The jobs are going to return. The housing situation's going to turn around. But folks, the math does not work. This nation has gone beyond the point of no return. The debt of this nation is beyond fixing. There's not enough money to fix the debt problem. The factories are gone. The real estate market has been destroyed. There are so many potholes ahead. We are facing a very large crisis. And this crisis, through the eyes of man, can have a lot of terminology. It can be described through different means, but this crisis is God's judgment. And it is a given, folks. This divine event is going to play out, and it will have a tally on America. Nathan, you sound so negative. You're a bummer. Your programs are doom and gloom. I disagree, Nathan. I believe that things are going to turn around. And you know, folks, that's what the news media is claiming. But the numbers do not lie. The news media is using fuzzy math. It's using new math that has no basis in truth. Right now, it's the year 2012. Almost 4 years ago, we saw the financial world in meltdown. And since then, the financial world has been bandaged up with financial duct tape and bailout putty. And the economy never saw revival in this pseudo-fake fraudulent rescue. And here we are 3.5 years later, almost 4 years. The economy back then was placed in ICU. It was placed on life support. The dollar was given a blood transfusion. And while it may have been reported that America metropolis was saved, the reality is America took some hard punches to her liver and kidneys. Folks, America is injured. She is sick. She needs dialysis. And she needs an organ transplant. She's in ICU. And eventually the ER doctor is going to be screaming code blue for Uncle Sam. And this, my friends, is the unfortunate destiny for the land of red, white, and blue. In summary, the things that are coming are going to be a divine event. They're going to be a divine judgment. It's not going to be stopped. It is going to come to pass, and it will be challenging, hard, and painful. There's going to be shock, amazement, and a collective gasp is going to be on many faces. And in spite of the denial of the news media, in spite of the doubters, this thing is going to happen, folks. And the big question on so many minds is, Nathan, can you be a little more precise of when it's going to happen? Can you give me a date? My response would be, sorry, I don't have a date. And if some were to ask, why, Nathan, why won't you give us a date? Is it going to be June, July, August, September? When is it going to be? And you know, folks, a lot of people wonder why we can't have the exact time. Why can't God tell us? Wouldn't that be convenient if he said June 15th of this summer is when everything's going to happen? Or August 1st or September 13th? I'm just throwing out random numbers, folks. I'm not guessing. But a lot of individuals would love to have a date. And for those of you that have wondered why God doesn't give us exact dates, this is why. Because if we had an exact date, most people would place a big X on their calendar, and then they would say to themselves, the day before this date is when I will get my life right. I'm going to put off fixing my life until then, and I'm going to continue to goof off. Also, if there was a date, some people might put a big fat red X on their calendar and then tell themselves, on the day after this date, I plan to write this person and let them know that they're a false prophet. So there would be a lot of intentions that would be very tempting for we as humans. And most people would not prepare more urgently if they had a date. Most people would not repent more eagerly if they had a date. Most people would not make the needed adjustments to their lives like they should because they would put it off. Many people would actually schedule their duration of sin and continue to practice it. They would say, oh, I don't need to end my affair just yet because I got two more months until it's going to get bad. So I'm going to enjoy myself for a little while longer. Other individuals would say, I can still hold on to my stronghold a little longer. Yay. So the conclusion of why God doesn't give us dates is this, folks. If God gave us the real date that terrible doom was coming, it would be abused. Therefore, folks, this is why we do not need an exact date. This is also why God is telling us a different way. And what way is that? Here it is, folks. Announcement. We're living in perilous times right now. We are in a perilous season. We are in a time of God's visitation. We are in a time of chastisement that is upon the land. Folks, right now, we need to be asking ourselves the hard questions about ourselves. We need to be looking in the mirror and asking those hard questions. We need to be asking ourselves, am I ready right now? Is my heart right with God? And I know in the natural, that's not a fun question. The natural mind of man doesn't want to think about that. In fact, most people would just answer yes to all of the above. Is my heart right with God? Yes. Am I ready? Yes. But let me ask the question in another way. My friend, if a terrorist attack melted your city tomorrow morning and it included you in the melting process, where are you with God right now? It's a good question, huh, folks? It's a good question that we should always ask ourselves. And that is the question that should always be on our mind when we go into our prayer closet. God, am I right with you? Is everything okay? Is there anything that I have to deal with? Is there something you want to tell me? Is there something that I did? Because if there is, please show me. I want to be right with you. You see, folks, that's what a relationship with God is all about. Being poor in spirit, being humble in spirit, and being willing to ask God the hard questions that only He can answer and that only He can help us remedy. Now, this program is called News from the Wall, and I have another program called Meet in Due Season. The purpose of those programs is to hear sermons and to do some spiritual homework. So the purpose of this program is to bring you the news and to talk about some of the impending events that are coming. But I do want to say this. If you do find yourself needing to do some spiritual homework and you're struggling and you need some help, I want to invite you to go listen to my Meet in Due Season messages. And folks, if you listen to those programs with an open heart, God will touch you and He'll minister to you. Now, this morning, I was pondering and thinking about the timing of the upcoming events. I was wondering about the timeline. I was wondering about the upcoming war. I was wondering about the crash of the dollar. I was wondering about some looming events that God has given me glimpses of. And I was wondering when these things are going to happen. I was wondering, folks, just like some of you wonder. And as I was thinking about these things, I saw in my spirit ETA, which of course stands for estimated time of arrival. And as I thought about those words, the estimated time of arrival, and of course not knowing when they're going to arrive, this is one thing the Holy Spirit did share. And it was this, folks. There is an ETA that is coming for some very, very bad events. And you, the listener, first of all, you must by faith believe that this is true. And you must come to a location in your heart and in your spirit and in your mind that the warning message is true and that you do understand and realize what time it is. And most of you that are listening do understand this. You do understand because God has shown you. He has borne witness in your heart that this nation's in trouble and that the rest of this world's in trouble. If you happen to live outside of the United States, you do understand that this nation is in trouble. In fact, I have heard from some people who live outside of this country, and the thing that I hear from a lot of these individuals is that most of the rest of the world actually knows and understands that the United States is in trouble. The rest of the world, they know it. They don't need a prophetic warning from God to know these things because they can see it. They do not look at the United States through rose-colored glasses like American citizens do. So they know it. But for some reason here in the United States, among the citizens, for some reason, U.S. citizens cannot grasp this idea that the United States is in trouble. And that's why God sends the warning message. That's why He raises up warning voices. That's why He sends His recruits to go share this warning, to blow the trumpet, to try to awaken those that will listen. So this is where we are, folks. There is an ETA for the very bad events that are coming to America. And if you're listening to this program and you live in the United States, every one of us needs to be praying about getting God's direction, about how to weather this storm. And folks, if there's anything that you could remember from this program, I would hope that you would at least remember this. It's this question. Where will you be when the storm hits? Where will you be? Now, that's a broad question. So let me ask a second question. What spiritual condition will you be in when the storm hits? That's an honest question, folks. Now, let me ask another question. When the storm hits, how prepared are you going to be? When the storm hits, will you own a flashlight? Will you have water to drink? When the storm hits, will you have done everything you could to take care of your family members, to protect your children? These are questions that are important, folks. Here are some other questions. When the storm hits, will you be home? Will you be able to get home safely? When the storm hits, will you be able to feed your children that night? How about this one, folks? When the storm hits, are you going to freak out? Or will you be able to maintain control and the fruit of the Spirit in your life? When the storm hits, will you be in good standing with your neighbor? In other words, will you be getting along with your neighbor? Tough question, huh, folks? For some of you, it might be a scary question or a disturbing question because right now you're not getting along with your neighbor. You know that your neighbors aren't pleasant. Some of you live next to neighbors that no matter how hard you try, they may be dangerous. They may be untrustworthy. So if that's the case, then perhaps you need to be praying about this situation. Is it possible to move? Is it possible to go somewhere else? Is it possible to find different neighbors? These are all important questions, folks. Will the internet work when the storm hits? Will you be able to send emails and talk to some of your friends and acquaintances? When the storm hits, will your heart be in fellowship with God? Or will it be in sin? And based on how you're living right now, based on the things you're practicing right now, based on the lifestyle that you may be conducting yourself in right now, when the storm hits, will your spiritual life be due for a blessing or a harvest of sadness? It's a hard question, huh, folks? And I guess it's up to you to pray about finding the answer. Some of you may already know the answer. Some of you may be disturbed by the answer. But we need to talk about these things, folks. This is what truth is about. We shine a light on our reality. And there's no pretending. Because when the storm hits, pretend isn't going to matter. When the storm hits, denial is not going to matter. Now, as I shared earlier in this program, I recently went to a meeting in Florida, and I met with other watchmen. And we visited the dilemma that is before this country, before America, before us, before our lives, our families' lives. And we all asked the question, what is God saying? And we were all in agreement that America's in trouble. We saw that the Bible talks about trusting in God. We saw that the Bible tells us that we're supposed to believe in His protection. But Jesus also mentioned that we're supposed to flee to the mountains when a certain event arrived. It's in Matthew 24. He said, flee to the mountains. The Bible also tells us and reveals the promise of Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. We all know that verse, that chapter. It's a beautiful promise. So the Bible does talk about His protection. But at the same time, Jesus talks about fleeing. The Bible also tells us about preparing. It tells us at times about relocating. There were some stories and accounts in the Bible of His prophets and His people who had to relocate. The Bible tells us about individuals that had to move, that had to flee, that had to go into the wilderness. The Bible tells us that some of His people will hide in caves. So the Bible does reveal that at times it will be necessary to go hide, to flee, to escape. And then there's other times where the Bible tells us that His people can be hidden in plain sight. The Bible tells us that there are times where supernaturally His people are under His protection, like His people were in Goshen. The Bible tells us about their supernatural protection of being marked by the rider's inkhorn, the angels. And by having that mark on them, they would be protected. And then the Bible also tells us about the protection of the blood on the threshold of the doorposts when the angel of death walked up and down their streets. So in Scripture, there are many stories. There are many remedies that are given. And all of these remedies, though some may be opposite from one another, to flee or to hide, to run away or to be protected supernaturally, all of these accounts that are mentioned in Scripture are God's will. And all of these accounts are His private instructions for the people in those particular stories and accounts that we read in Scripture. So I want to talk about us right now, folks. America is in trouble. So here's the question. What should you do? What should I do? Should you move in order to prepare for what's coming? Should you move away from your city and out into the country? Should you move from your county that you're in presently to a different county but stay within your state? Should you move out of state to another part of the country? And how about this one, folks? This one's pretty radical. Should you leave the whole country entirely? Should you flee the United States? Should you flee America? These are hard questions. And I want to visit this topic for a short moment. And I want to say this. First of all, fear, the spirit of fear, being afraid, should never be your guide. It should never lead you. The Holy Spirit should always lead you. The peace of God should always lead you. The peace of Christ, the peace that passes all understanding, should be your guide. I know that lately on the internet, I've been reading stories about individuals who have decided to do the radical thing and leave the country, leave the United States. On mainstream news, they're talking about it. Americans are leaving because they're just becoming fed up with the high taxes, or they're just not happy with the direction of this country. They're going back to the land of their parents or their forefathers. And then there are Christians that are saying that they want to move to Israel for the end times. There are some people who have Jewish heritage in their blood, in their background, and they want to move to Israel. So they're actually thinking about it. And when we look at the situation that we're facing, this is a big question that needs to be addressed. And for most people, it's not even remotely possible. So I just wanted to mention that some people are thinking about it because I'm starting to read a lot about it. In fact, recently, I believe Holly Deo wrote a very, very good article about fleeing Babylon. Should you or shouldn't you? And she concluded that it's a hard thing to leave the country because she actually tried it out for a while. She went to Australia. Then her and her husband came back because it got lonely. The culture difference was very hard to bear. There's a lot of sacrifice involved. And this is the other thing that I wanted to bring up. If in one hand, some of you are actually considering and thinking of leaving the country, There's a lot of research that needs to go into that decision. There are pros and cons of leaving the country. And if some of you are thinking about it, I would just advise you, if you were to ask me, Nathan, what advice can you give me? This is what I would say. Do a lot of research. And fortunately, there's a lot of resources on the internet where you can find out about these things. Now, about 6 months ago, someone had contacted me and said that they were thinking about leaving the country. And they asked me for my advice. So out of curiosity, I Googled the topic and I found out that there are actual forums that talk about this. They're called expat forums. Now, I guess that's short for expatriate, P-A-T-R-I-A-T-E, expatriate forums. So if some of you are curious about it, Google that word. And there are forums where people who have left the country talk to each other. And they discuss the pros and the cons and the good and the bad of it. So that's one way that you can probably figure out if this is even a valid thing. I would advise that a lot of research goes into this, because on paper, in conversation, it sounds like a romantic thing to do. It sounds exciting, but based on what I read in some of those forums, it's not easy to do this. In fact, it's very, very difficult. Psychologically, it's difficult. Culturally, it's difficult. Physically, it's difficult. There's great expense involved. So I'm sharing this because I think that in the months ahead, you may be hearing about this topic more and more. Now, as far as I'm concerned, for my family, for my ministry, at this point in my life, at this point in my ministry, I believe that God is telling us, my wife and I, to stay here and feed God's sheep, to stay here until he tells us otherwise. I'm going to be here, folks. I have no plans to leave. And in fact, I have no desire to leave this country. I know what the news reports are saying as far as the darkness that's going to be coming. I know the challenges that are being reported that's coming. I have seen the glimpses of the things, the events that are going to be coming to this country. So in the natural, it may sound like it makes no sense. Nathan, if you know how bad it's going to be in America, why would you stay? Well, here's why, folks. Because God told me and has continued to tell me many, many times, my instructions are to feed his sheep, to encourage his people. So that's what I'm going to do. My wife and I have decided for now, and the reason I'm qualifying this is because if God changed my instructions in the future, then I'm going to be obedient. But for right now, and when I say right now, at this point, I plan to stay here for the long haul. I believe Holly Dale even made a comment at the end of her article. She said they plan to go down with the ship. And at this point in my life, I've talked about it with my wife. I said, hun, are we going to go down with the ship? Are you willing to? Are we willing to go down with the ship? And at this point in time, folks, I believe that I am. Those of you that are listening, I have a burden to preach sermons for you, to encourage you. I have a very strong, burning passion that my job is to seek God and get a hold of words from him, get a hold of his secrets, get a hold of his encouragement, get a hold of his wisdom, and share it with you. That's what I want to do, folks. And I know that it could get pretty hard in the future. I know that it's going to get scary. I know that it's going to get dark. I know that I'm going to hear some very, very terrible, scary things and even see some things. But for right now, I want to minister to the people of God. So Watchman's Cry is going to be here to do that. That's my passion, folks. And last week on April the 18th, when I recorded a program with Rick Wiles and some other individuals, we all took turns sharing, and the thing that I felt led to share was that time is running out. It's a time of spiritual 911 right now. It's a time for us to not be goofing off, and it's time for us to get our houses in order. The Holy Spirit has continued to also reveal that people are not ready. They're not ready to face what's coming because so many people have not got a hold of the deeper things of God. The fruit of the Spirit is lacking in so many people, and so I shared that. And I never said on that program that I was going to leave this country. I didn't say that. I believe that Rick Wiles challenged everybody to make sure that they seek God for themselves. They need to find out for themselves. They need to be instructed individually for themselves by God on what to do. So based on that admonition, some people will stay, some people will go. But unfortunately, since I recorded that program, there has been a rumor on internet land that the Watchmen are fleeing America and they're going to leave everybody high and dry. They're abandoning their posts. They're abandoning the sheep. So I want to challenge those of you that are listening that if you have heard this rumor, please know this. It's not based on truth because I'm not leaving. And I believe I heard from some other individuals that I've visited with that said the same thing. They're not leaving. Some people were very emphatic that they were not going to leave. Some people said that they planned to, if it meant that they would have to give their last breath on the soil of America, then so be it. They're going to do it. So I really feel that I had to share this. I had to report this. Okay, folks? Now, I don't want to spend too much time with that topic. I just needed to say that. But for you that are listening, God may want you to flee the country. He may want you to go to Israel. He may want you to go to Europe or Australia, New Zealand. Who knows, folks? There may be some of you that are supposed to go to South America. God has individual plans for everybody. Maybe God wants some of you to go to Israel. It's all different for all of us. But aside from leaving America, I'm pretty sure that for the majority of you at this point in time, you can't afford to leave the country. It's too expensive. And some of you will probably write me and tell me that. You're retired. You're on a fixed income. You're on Social Security. You have no savings. So most likely for the majority of you that are listening, you cannot leave this country. And God has not told you to leave this country. So now with that said, that places us, and I want to address now those of you that are staying, those of you that do not feel led to leave the boundaries of the nation of America. Let's talk about this now. If that's the case with you and your family, then that places us in an interesting predicament. If you've visited my website, if you've been at this long enough, you know what's coming to America. You know that the lights are going to go out. You know that it's going to get dark. You know the challenges that are coming. You know the economic challenges, the challenges with tyranny. You know that the government's going to be changing. We know that the landscape is going to change. So how are we going to survive and endure the changes that are coming? That places us with a unique challenge to be able to endure these days. The day may come where the internet's turned off and being a Christian is against the law. And the only way that you're going to be able to assemble with other Christians will be in the basement of your house or secretly with the lights off in different locations. The time may come where assembling with the saints will be a very challenging task. And if that's the case for us, folks, this is what we need to start thinking about. We're going to have to really, really have a metamorphosis with our faith. We're going to have a change in our lifestyle. We're going to have to be able to change the level of thinking with our Christianity to a level that's way deeper than it is right now. We're going to have to make adjustments in our relationship with Jesus and our ability to hear his voice and the love that we have for the scriptures to the point where Psalms 91 is a reality in our lives. People are dying to our left and our right, but there's a supernatural thing going on in our lives. There's a supernatural protection over us. In order for us to get to the place where that supernatural bubble is over your property, folks, most of us need to do some changes to our life right now. We're going to have to be doing some major thinking changes in our life, the way we behave, the way we think. We're going to have to discover the mind of Christ in a way that we never have. Folks, if you're staying in America and that dark doom is coming, you're going to need all the help you can get from the holy angels of God. You're going to need all the help you can get from the Holy Spirit of God. You're going to need to develop your faith to a level that is so supernatural that miracles will have to happen in order to protect you. Miracles will need to happen in order to make you invisible, to make your family members invisible to the powers that be. That's going to take some major changes, folks. So how are we going to get there? How are you, in your walk with God, going to get to the point where Psalms 91 is a reality over your life? Well, it's not going to happen by continuing to live in the normal American Christian paradigm. The normal American Christian way of life will not get us to the level of Psalms 91 that's necessary to survive. So we're going to have to do some radical changes in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. We're going to have to do some radical changes in the way that we conduct ourselves, in the way that we value the Word of God, in the way that we value the fruit of the Spirit, in the way that we seek the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Folks, may I put it bluntly? The American Christian way of life, if we were to compare it to the Book of Acts way of life, would fail the test. If we were to compare the two, the American way of Christianity is flaky. It's flaky. There is no way that it could pass the early church test. But the American Christian way of life is the culture that we tolerate, that we're used to, that we live in. It's the mentality that we conduct ourselves in. And folks, if we are going to survive because we're staying here, then we have to do some radical changes. And I want to challenge all of you that are listening to really think about what I'm saying right now. The American flaky Christian big box mega church way of Christianity is not going to survive the darkness that's coming to America. Folks, think about that. The American way of flaky Christianity is not going to place your family over the Psalms 91 bubble. It won't. And if people think that they're going to be able to conduct themselves with the American way of Christianity, they're fooling themselves. It will not work. Because the American way of Christianity is very weak. It lacks a huge gamut of understanding. It has a huge lack of intimacy with God. Folks, there are some radical things that we need to be doing right now. We need to be relearning, rediscovering, going much further than we are right now in the things of God. And if we can do this, then we're going to be able to hear God's voice to know to go to the left or the right, to stop, to hide, to duck, to walk quickly. Because things are going to change. The political landscape is going to change in America in the future. The governmental landscape is going to change in America in the future for you and your kids. The constitutional landscape is going to change for Americans in the future. And I'm not just saying that because I gave up. I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to hint that there's nothing we can do about it. So might as well not even try to be Paul Revere. Folks, the time of Paul Revere is behind us. We are not going to stop this thing. God has ordained that America undergoes chastisement. God has ordained that America owes a debt to the divine courtroom. Over 50 million babies have been butchered in America. That means that America is under indictment. That means that America owes 50 million lives to the law of sowing and reaping. And if we were to double it, because the Bible says repay her double when it's talking about Babylon, we're talking over 100 million lives that are owed to the divine courtroom of justice when it comes to the law of sowing and reaping because of abortion that has happened in the last few decades in America. Now, folks, think about this. There are 300 plus million Americans living right now. According to the law of sowing and reaping, 100 million souls are owed to the divine courtroom. And when that event comes, and I don't know when that event is going to be, and I don't know what's going to cause it, whether it be a war or the exchange of missiles from another country or an invasion, I don't know what's going to do it. It could be radiation from Fukushima because reactor 4 collapses. I don't know, folks, but I do know this. When that law of sowing and reaping says, okay, it is time for payback, that means that one out of three Americans could die. Now think about that, folks. God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. And throughout time, throughout the time of man's visitation on this earth, God has allowed judgment to visit nations. God has allowed nations to be wiped off the map in the past several thousand years. We can go back in history and see that there are whole civilizations that were wiped out. South America is a testament of that. The Aztecs, the Mayans, they were wiped out. America owes a debt to the law of sowing and reaping, folks. So if the future that is before us is going to play these things out, and if God has not led you to flee America, now, folks, think about this. You need to be doing all that you can to make sure that your family has repented, that you've repented for your family, for your fathers, for your kids, and you place yourself under the protection of the shelter of God's wing. Psalms 91, folks, we need to make sure that we do all of the spiritual homework that we can so that when the events that are coming do arrive, you will not be one of the possible fateful statistics of collateral damage. And folks, what I'm saying right here is very, very serious. We're facing some very, very serious things. I don't have enough time to talk about the dire events that are coming, but let me just say this. Fukushima and the radiation from Fukushima, that story is not over. That thing that is happening over in Japan is not finished. We're facing some very, very perilous times. Fukushima could have a meltdown. Reactor 4 is leaning. If that thing falls over, there are over 1,500 fuel rods that could go into meltdown, and that would essentially cause an extinction-level event. It would cause the entire nation of Japan to either evacuate or it would wipe them all out. And that radiation could go up into the atmosphere and come over to America and wipe out a lot of Americans. It could destroy and poison the Northern Hemisphere. Folks, this thing's real. It's not science fiction. Senator Ron Wyden is even concerned about it. There are independent researchers and nuclear physicists, nuclear experts, who are very concerned about it. This thing has not gone away. And right now, that poison that is leaking into the Pacific Ocean is already making its way in circulation all the way to the west coast of America. And we're seeing seals that are dying. We're seeing polar bears with their hair falling out. We are seeing dolphins that are dying and washing ashore. We are seeing tainted fish. We're seeing mutations in some of the foliage and plantation in America. We're seeing deformed flowers. We're seeing deformed fruits and vegetables. We're seeing radiation that is off the charts in seaweed on the west coast of America. Folks, we are facing a very dire crisis. And it's all about where you are going to be with God when these things continue to deteriorate. Are you going to be in Psalms 91? Are you going to work on your spiritual life and make it stronger? Are you going to get a hold of God? Or are we going to continue in this flakiness that we've tolerated since Ronald Reagan? My friends, I choose repentance. I choose the solemn assembly in my family. I choose to pray over my loved ones. I choose to pray over my children. I choose to pray over my wife and this property. I choose to trust in God. But in the midst of that situation, I do know that outside of God's protection, all bets are off. I know that what I'm sharing right now is not fun. I know it's not popcorn entertainment, but folks, this is reality. And as long as I have breath, I am going to be blowing the trumpet of warning that time is short. Great events are looming. The sands of God's hourglass are continuing to run out. This is news from the wall, folks. This is the report that I bring. This report is real. This report is serious. This report needs to be heard. This report requires a response from everybody listening. This report requires that you take these things to God in prayer. This report requires that we all get our spiritual house in order. Because it's either that or the other choice. And folks, the other choice will be revealed in the statistics of those who did not endure, who did not make it, and who perished, who laughed and mocked and scoffed at this warning and found no remedy. This is the real deal, folks. I'm going to be sharing my next program, News from the Wall. We're going to be hearing from a mother's point of view of what it means to prepare, what it means to get ready, get the family ready, get the children ready. That's going to be the next program. I'm also going to be bringing a report in more detail in the next few episodes of the crisis that we are facing in Fukushima, as well as the war that is looming. Folks, there's a lot of things going on right now. And my prayer is that this warning will light a fire under you and stir you and challenge you to get your heart right with God. All right, folks? Well, ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you and challenge you to share this message with everybody that you know. Share it with your friends, with your family, with your pastor. Share this message, folks. This thing is dead serious, because eventually that is going to be the alternative. We either endure or we perish. That's it, folks. So share this message with those that may be struggling, that may need to be challenged themselves. Share it with them. Also, I want to invite you to go to my website, watchmanscry.com, read the articles. And for those of you that do need spiritual encouragement, spiritual challenge, spiritual food, I want to invite you to listen to my Meat in Due Season sermons. We've been studying the Lord's Prayer. We've been going deep into the heart of repentance, the heart of God, the mind of God, the mind of Christ. It's about finding a relationship with Him, learning how to worship, learning how to pray. Folks, we talk about all of these things, and the anointing of God is on those messages. You will be touched. You will be blessed when you listen to those. So I want to invite you to do that. All right, folks? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please remember us, pray for us, and also, we appreciate your support. Well, it looks like time has run out, so God bless you, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.